Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Light of Judah Online. The current subject we're doing is Prayer, Your Foundation of Success, and we're doing part three from a 17-part series, and today's topic is God's Word in Prayer, the Answer. The number one rule in praying for results is base your prayer on God's Word, which is the answer and the truth. God's Word is the integrity of God Himself, and we see this in John 17:17. And it says, what is truth? Thy word is truth. God's word is the integrity of God Himself. God's word is His part of your prayer life. God's word is His will. When you pray in line with the word, you have automatically prayed in line with God's will. We see this in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. Satan has no defense against God's word spoken by a believer. And we see this in Matthew chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Applying faith in prayer. Start your prayer life with the answer, God's word, and not the problem. Believe you receive when you pray, according to Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24. After praying the prayer of faith, hold fast to your confession. Your words of faith must have corresponding actions, and we see this in James chapter 2, verse 17. Act as though it were already done, and that is the truth. In the spirit realm, it's already done, and it's being transferred. Your prayer is being transferred from heaven to earth and being manifested in the earth according to the word of God. Refuse doubt. Satan will try to defeat you by doubt, fear, and unbelief. And we see this in Matthew chapter 14, verses 24 to 31. Peter walked above the natural circumstances supernaturally by the word of God. We see where Jesus is walking on the water, and Peter said in the boat, if that's you, Lord, call me and I will come. Peter got out of the boat and he was walking above the natural circumstances supernaturally on the word of God from Jesus. He saw the wind and the waves. He feared, he doubted, and then he sank into the water. He was defeated in his faith. But Jesus came along and pulled him up out of the water. It's the same with the believer today. We believe the word of God, and then fear will try and come towards us, Satan's weapon, and try to defeat us. When the fear comes towards us and we let it come into the prayer life or a situation we're praying for, doubt will follow. And that Satan knows through the doubt our faith will be defeated. What we are to do is to bind that fear when it comes and command it to go in the name of Jesus. Peter's battle was not with the natural, it was the spiritual. But Satan's attack by Satan was in the mind of Peter. Protect your consciousness, cast down every thought that comes against you, comes against the word of God, and replace that thought. We see this in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 9. Prepare to succeed. How do I prepare to succeed? Keep your attention on God's word. Make no room for failure. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 22. Do not look or confess at the circumstances that you see around you, as Peter did. Whatever you are believing for, feed the word into your eyes. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thine whole body will be full of light. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. Thank you for being with me today in this part 3. Part 4 coming up is the battlefield of prayer. Thank you and God bless.